Welcome to This Woman Can, the Women's Leadership Podcast and your source of information related to women's leadership, female entrepreneurship, personal success and career advancement. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, Executive Coach, Leadership Development Expert and the author of This Woman Can, the No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead. And now, this week's episode. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can. And before we kick off, I want to say a huge thank you to everyone who has rated, reviewed, subscribed, sent me comments, given me feedback on the shows so far. It is always a delight to hear from you, hear what you want to talk about, and hear what you want to have discussed. So please continue to send me your input, share the podcast so other women can get the opportunity to hear exactly what you hear too. So we're getting down to the juicy points of the five secrets of successful women. And number four is all about taking risks. Successful women, those women I interviewed, often made bold and sometimes really uncomfortable moves to take on new roles, move to new projects, take on important presentations. And these all provided exposure, profile, invaluable skill and skill development. And I know often we get frightened of making those moves, of taking those risks. But it's something that's really critical to moving our own careers forward. So the question for me, or for you, should I say, is where are you playing safe in your career? Are you playing safe? What's the biggest risk you've ever taken when it comes to your career? Now, it's never an easy question to answer, especially at a job interview, because you get sprung on you, because it really assumes that you've actually taken a few risks. I have, in my own career, I've taken a few risks, and that's included relocating to another country, to take on a newly created position, that was really crossing oceans, leaving an organisation where I had a well-established career, and you know, to make that move, to take another job because I wasn't satisfied with what was happening to my career there. And with my biggest risk today, I suppose, is leaving the secure corporate world to become an entrepreneur, to take up coaching, to guide other women on their own journeys. Now, for the latter, I actually, when I made the decision, I pretty much ignored conventional wisdom. In even my own wisdom, things that were telling me in my head, you're a woman of a certain age in your early 50s, you've got a highly successful career. Why do you want to give it up now? That was the question. And the people I pretty much spoke to told me that, you know, you're well respected, you've got a great job, keep working hard, keep at it. Don't make a fuss when those decisions that were being made that were making me uncomfortable, that I didn't like because it was totally out of my hands. Just sit and wait it out. That was the advice I was given. But whilst doing all those things and trying to do all those things, I was becoming more and more despondent in my role and feeling inadequate as a leader, as I really didn't believe the direction that personally I was going in. And most of the women I interviewed had reached a stage in their careers where they themselves were unsatisfied. Each and every one of them worked incredibly hard to reach where they were, but they still felt unfulfilled and propelled to take a risk in order to get their next career goal. And whilst we have to recognize hard work as a great career driver, making strategic career moves, which probably have an element of risk attached, should definitely be high on your list. Having the courage to put yourself forward in uncomfortable scenarios is an aspect that a lot of women are really adverse to. And there was a recent study last year, the 2019 KPMG Women's Leadership Study, Moving Women Forward, that highlighted when it came to risk-taking in the workplace, 69% of women were open to taking small risks to further their career, but only 43% were open to taking bigger risks that may be associated with career advancement. But the thing about it is that you need to understand, increasingly employers cite courage and risk-taking as being core leadership skills. Because as leaders, we naturally have to take calculated risks, from hiring the right persons to developing strategies that will help our organization deliver on its goals, and so much more. The decisions for each of those scenarios will obviously be based on factual information from maybe resumes to company data. But in the end, unless you have the powers of a crystal ball, you can see the future, the strategies that we decide to take will always involve an element of risks. We just need to decide how much. The same applies when it comes to your leadership career. Playing it safe is not an option if you want to get ahead. If you really want to get ahead, don't play it safe. I totally understand that there's double standards and unconscious biases that female leaders face. You know, women in dangerous jobs are often criticized for taking risks if they have children, while their male counterparts are not subjected to such disapproval. All of these are societal limitations, and these in turn lead to us, or women, adopting a different approach to risk in comparison to their male counterparts. However, listen to me, when it comes to your career, your approach has to be focused on the outcome, and ask yourself, how will taking a calculated risk move your career forward? What opportunities are you brushing off because it takes you outside your comfort zone? What decisions are you avoiding because you're scared of what the outcome could be? Where do you need to challenge your fear of failure to deliver on your full potential? Where in your career are you playing it safe? And listen to me, playing it safe whilst your colleagues seem to be leaps and bounds ahead of you, because that's what's happening. They've decided to take a risk when it comes to their career. And for women looking to take on leadership roles, avoiding risk and playing it safe could actually prove to be a riskier strategy. So I want you to really have a think about those questions. What decisions are you avoiding because you're scared of the outcome? What do you need to challenge in your fear? What fears do you need to challenge so that you can actually release your full potential? And really ask yourself, where are you playing it safe in your career? Because that, you know, if you stay where you are, that's where you're going to remain. And if you have aspirations in the new decade, the new year, of being much further ahead, you have to take those risks. Now, it's topics like this and so much more we'll be discussing in the This Woman Can online community. And I would love to have you join me there. It's free, it's a no-brainer. So head over to thiswomancan.coach, answer a few short questions and join the conversation. I would love to give you feedback on your challenges for next year, for this year, 2020, and where you're going, what support you need, and how you can make sure you overcome your fear of risk-taking to take your career to the next level. So that's it for this week. Want to see you in the community, thiswomancan.coach. Until next time, remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care. Until next time. Hi, it's Janice. Thanks for being a supporter of the podcast. But have you joined the This Woman Can community online? It's where ambitious women can share experiences, strategies, and insights that equip and inspire them to build their career success, maximize their leadership, and make an impact in their world. And it's free. Join today. Visit www.thiswomancan.coach. Look forward to meeting you there.